This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Yes.
Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on? That's right. I don't know if anybody told you the good news, but it is Friday. The work week is over. This Christmas season. I do like Christmas. I do, but boy, am I glad when it's over. I think there's a lot of people that will agree with me on this one. A lot of stress. A couple months worth of stress for one or two days of, you know, enjoyment. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like much. But, you know, that's me. I'm Adam. This is Sessions. An hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. We do it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio. And then from 11 to midnight, I tuck you in with an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music on the Thumb's greatest hits, 97.7 WTGV. But I love Fridays. Love Fridays. Because it gives me the opportunity to bring in these bands that make this fantastic music and interview them, talk to them, pick their brains, find out what makes them tick. And today, my last interview of 2024, I picked a good one, End of I. They're in studio. We're going to be talking to them. They have a new single called The Storm that's just blowing up right now. So we're going to be talking about that. We're talking to the guys. They're in studio right now. They just got here, so I'm giving them some chance to just kind of kick back and vibe for a little bit. Meantime, let's get to the music. Here is some Michigan-made music. This guy is celebrating a birthday. He's 76 years old. It's Uncle Ted. Here's Wango Tango on Sessions.
All right. Baby. did we make it out alive?
Cross on your local alternative solid stereo radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. Angel is the name of that one. Haven't played that one. There's a couple of different tunes that I played of his, and I know, I'm pretty sure he's listening. So, Eddie, how you doing? Give me a holler. Let's get you in here. End of I, they're in here. We're going to be talking to them momentarily in just a couple more minutes. A new single from Venom of Virtue. Just dropped right on my head. Venom of Virtue just released a new single. You can't get it until January 1st, but they said, yeah, go ahead and give it a couple spins. We want to know what your listeners hear. Here's a brand new single. Brand new song. Still has that new song smell. Here's Venom of Virtue with Quiet on Sessions.
My seat in silence is prepared. Eyes of glass glazed over, and nothing can compare. As the smell of failure lingers in the air. Long in the truth of my apologies, can't make up for all the evil things. It made everybody believe that I don't care. I'm sorry if I'm quiet. Don't get sense. As long as I had no one and I kept my ego fed, I shot my voice of reason in the head. Sometimes silence is the loudest thing. The ringing in your ears can be deafening, but not as loud as the madness in my head. I'm sorry if I'm quiet.
Tune from Venom of Virtue, Quiet is the name of that one. You'll be able to download that for your library on January 1st. That's right. But I think there's a pre-save. Go ahead and pre-save it, because that does help artists quite a bit. It helps with the chart topping and all that. And I've been hearing some of their stuff for quite some time, to the point where I'm like, let's get them in here. Let's see what makes them tick. End of I, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
We are glad to be here.
Oh, and I forgot to hit the go live button. We are going Facebook Live, so in a second you're going to see their smiling faces. You'll be able to leave a comment, question, or a joke. And if they're clean, I'll read them on the air. So we are now live. End of I in studio. So I'm going to go right off the bat. I'm going to hit you with a good one. You are a band that really leans into your faith. You are a Christian band. Your songs follow that same vein. Have you ever felt a situation where your Christianity, your faith, has hindered your career or helped your career?
I wouldn't say it's, I haven't really felt that it's hindered anything. Since we've started moving in this direction, it just seems like doors have been opening. Now, we haven't done a lot of secular events yet, but we plan on it because we know that that's where we need to be. We don't ever feel like, and I know we shared this a little bit already, but we don't feel like coming in swinging, hitting people over the head with the Bible.
Right.
Or trying to convert people. We're called to love people.
Okay.
Simply, it's as simple as that. And what we really feel called to do is just share the stories of what he's done in my life. So, like, a lot of the songs are just geared around testimony.
There you go.
And it's positive. And that's the thing. There's a lot of people right now that need hope. And there's a lot of people struggling.
Absolutely.
And that's what these songs are. It's more of a testimony of how we've been through those things, and he's pulled us out of it. And some of the stuff we're still going through. So it's not just stuff that he's delivered us from, but it's also stuff that, you know, the human condition, things, the authenticity of just being human and going through things.
Right.
So, and that's part of it too. You know, we encompass all that. So.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job. The stuff you've got three tunes out that are just bangers. Apparently you're in the studio for some more tunes. We'll talk about that in a moment. But we're about to play the first track that I played from you guys, The Declaration. And I'm going to mess up her name. I'm hoping I don't. You got some help from Dashiel?
Yes, Dashiel Lynn.
Yep. Yeah. Talk to me about this track.
Okay. So Dashiel and I have done a lot of worship together. That's how we met. We were actually on a worship team. And as we started to write original music with End of I, she presented these lyrics to me. She texted them to me. She's like, listen, I wrote a song. I wrote these lyrics. What do you think? Can you make a song out of this?
And okay, so she wrote it too.
She wrote the lyrics.
Okay.
It was her story. And as God is my witness, dude, to this day, I have not written a song faster than that song. She sent it to me, and in 10 minutes, I had the vocal melodies, I had the music, I had the feel, everything just downloaded. And I can't explain it to you, man.
I think I might be able to explain it. I mean, because I am a man of faith myself. I don't really talk about it much on the show. In fact, there's probably a lot of listeners going, really? Nah. Dude, really? But I mean.
That's awesome, though, bro. That's awesome, man.
All right, well, let's check this out. Here's End of I, The Declaration, on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
There's nothing to fear. End of I, the Declaration, featuring DeShiel Lynn. I got End of I in studio with me. Great track.
Thank you, man.
Now, who recorded? You were talking about who recorded that track.
Okay, so I just want to give a shout out to Brandon Whitlock, my brother. I've known him for a long time. It's his studio, Pitchfork Recording Studios.
Okay.
And he's mobile. I mean, he's got like a home base where if you need to track like, you know, drums or whatever, he's got a space where he can do that. But he comes right to the house, man. And we do it piece by piece by piece. And he's amazing to work with. And he's got an amazing ear.
Wow, so you got like Grubhub, and you got Dime
Dad. Right,
and now you got somebody that comes to your house to record.
Right.
What a world we live in, huh? Right.
Oh, it's amazing, man. So, but yeah.
It's like home recording.
Don't have to get out of my PJs.
Right. Like, come on in, man.
Looking forward to that. I'd like to talk to him and see what he... how he does things, because that sounds very interesting. End of I in studio. We got some comments rolling in through Facebook. We're going to be reading those here momentarily and playing some new tracks from, well, the tracks that I've been playing. In the meantime, I got to go into commercial break. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Stick around.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Away in the Basement, a church basement ladies Christmas. The ladies from rural Minnesota are back to cook up some fun times in their basement kitchen. Performance dates are December 12, 13, 14, and 15. That's Thursday through Sunday. Tickets for general admission are $25 and senior, student, and military $22. Tickets can be purchased on stonesthrowtheater.org. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
There are a lot of things out there going viral. Dance challenges, health hacks, pet videos. But you can help keep your immune system from going viral and help protect it from the COVID-19 virus by getting the vaccine. The world has enough going viral these days. Talk to your healthcare provider about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The need is big. Hundreds of kids in Michigan are waiting for you. Big Brothers Big Sisters connects kids across the state with role models to help them navigate through life. Think you don't have time to be a mentor? 30 minutes over ice cream, a bike ride on a sunny day, a moment to just talk. It may sound small, but the impact on a kid's life is huge. Find out how little it takes at BeBigMI.org.
Sponsored by Big Brothers Big Sisters Alliance of Michigan and the MAB.
Michigan-made music is awesome. Everybody knows it. And on Sessions, we celebrate Michigan music 6 days a week. You'll hear unsigned bands, and you'll also hear Michigan musicians who win big and made us proud. Tune in Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 to midnight on 97.7 WTGV. And then on Saturday nights, you'll hear 3 hours of local original music, 9 to midnight, exclusively on Solid State Radio. We're smitten with the mitten, and it shows 6 days a week on Sessions. Support local music.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
And we are back on Sessions on Solid State Radio and Dubai. And apparently, during the commercials and during the songs through the Facebook page, you are able to hear us talking. Thank you, Eddie, for pointing that out. We appreciate you. Some comments coming in through the Facebook Live page. Sandra Riley says us for whatever reason.
That's my Aunt Sandy.
Okay.
All right.
Generation Empire says rock on, guys. Hey, Adam. Generation Empire, great group of guys. And Eddie says, what's up, boys? And then he says, can still hear their mics over the commercial.
Thanks. Thank you, Eddie, my brother.
You bailed us out. Oh, good thing we didn't say anything disparaging against anything like that. So, yeah, Ed and I in studio. They've got a couple singles that we've been playing on the show, but there's more to come.
Yes, there is. We are currently recording right now. I think we just got through Rhythm Guitars. We're doing 4 more songs. These songs, lyrically, are moving more into testimony-driven.
Sure.
And just like any band, we are evolving just like any band that's been playing for a while would, and we are moving more into a heavier sound, which is kind of was my foundation to begin with.
Really?
But now it's more of a mixture of kind of what I've picked up from doing the more modern contemporary worship stuff with... just heavier, because our influences span from like Creed to Breaking Benjamin to Tool, Perfect Circle, and everything in between. So like that's kind of our heavy sound. It's melodic and heavy, so that's the direction we're moving musically. But
is there a plan for a full album, or are we just doing the singles route at the moment?
So many people have asked us that. But right now, it just makes more sense to do singles because, I mean, if we were already established, like well-established, farther than where we're at right now, maybe it would make sense to do that. But right now, we're grouping songs together and we're putting all of our effort into each song and really wanting to just make the most impact each song as they come.
Right.
And I feel like when you do a full album... everything kind of gets spread a little thin.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think in this day and age where, you know, back in, Motley Crue would release an album and I'd go back and listen to the whole thing. But we don't live in that world anymore.
You're right.
It's, yeah. We just singles. I mean, there's a lot of times like bands will give me an album of like 15 songs. Like, you realize there's probably about 10 of these songs nobody's going to ever hear. So
right.
Why waste the money on it?
It is. And the listening patterns of today, people go and they go on Apple and they buy what they want. They cherry pick an album.
Yeah.
So until we reach that level where it makes sense to do it, I think we're just going to keep doing
It's working. Singles. It's working for you guys.
Thank you.
So
man.
Why not? I mean, you're working on four songs right now. So yep. I mean, you could feasibly have yourself taken care of for the next, you know, 6-8 months.
Come just, on, dude. Exactly.
Yeah. And then I'll play them. Absolutely.
All right, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
So we've got Jeremy here. You've heard Jeremy. We've got Noah and Gabe. Noah and Gabe just won't shut up. I mean, wow. So we got Gabe, guitar player, Noah, the drummer. Yep. And I just found out this a couple minutes ago, you're his kids.
Yep. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly. According to Maury, I guess. So what is it like working with your dad? Is that kind of like, okay, you mispractice, so you're grounded? Or
not really. It's more if you mispractice, you don't get to sleep.
No. Come on, be honest, man.
No.
This is real talk.
You got to sleep in a chicken coop.
No, it's fun. It's fun working with family.
Yeah.
You know, every job you have coworkers and some coworkers you don't get along with.
Yeah.
But when you're working with, you know, your dad or your brother,
yeah,
there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to bond over.
So, I mean, Jeremy, obviously you're probably very implemental in getting them on their path. Musically. So, I mean, was this something that you kind of like really encouraged them, or did they gravitate to you? They see what you were doing and they say, I want to do that.
Yeah, because I decided before, I mean, as they were born, when they were little, I'm like, I don't want to be that dad that pushes it on them.
Right.
And for me, I know how it happened with me. I just had a desire. I knew when I was 9 I wanted to play. And there was a guitar in the closet. And that's how it started. So for these guys, I was in my other band when Noah was 2. So he was just kind of around and he was just seeing it. But I have a guitar in every room. And I just strategically place everything and they watch me. And at that time when these guys were growing up, I was just getting into like leading worship and doing that thing. So I was already out of the band and doing more of the church thing. And they saw that every week. And I think that encouraged them. And as they wanted to do it, I just didn't get in the way of it. And then here we are. You know, I never thought for a minute that it would ultimately end up us being in a band together and actually going out, which has always been my desire. I just didn't know that it was going to be with these guys or how it was going to play out. But now that we are, dude, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fantastic.
These guys are so talented. And there's that family thing. Like, there's a synchronicity with us that you can't buy, man. It's just there.
We're also missing the bass player. Let's give him a shout
out. Randy Healy. He's usually this time of year he's hunting. He's killing some kind of a beast.
There you go.
So
he's killing something.
So
kill them all so they stop running in front of my car. Yeah. If you would, Randy, please just go ahead and take them all out. I'll take the heat from DNR.
But we love him, and he's an amazing part of this as well, man. He's, you know, he's got a ton of experience. He's been playing a long time, and he's, we love him to death, man.
Our Cry. Now, this song, after the Declaration, you released this one, and it's done a lot for you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this track for a minute.
So, yeah, this song came during COVID, man. We were on quarantine for a couple weeks, and at this time we were doing a lot of worship, and when things were going crazy, dude, I mean, like, politically and around the world, and COVID was just unfolding, everything was just going nuts, and I felt like I felt myself getting caught up in that, like a lot of people, anxious, fearful, like not knowing what's going to happen. And I really felt like the Lord was just like, and it's not that I heard his voice, but I felt them speak it to my spirit, like, you need to shut the TV off. So I spent about 2 weeks, man, just with my instrument. And me and Noah at that time were downstairs playing. And at that time, I was spending a lot of time in a particular passage of scripture. And I came across this one verse in the book of Habakkuk. And what was crazy about it, man, is it talks about the end times, and it talks about like how what things are going to look like, and the greed and the idolatry. It's everything we're seeing. But then in the middle of it, verse 14 says, but as the waters fills the sea, there shall be an awareness of the glory of the Lord. So in the middle of that,
yep,
there's going to be a move where we're going to see the glory of the Lord, and I believe it's through his people. And I felt the Lord say, you need to sing that. Stop focusing on the rest. Just sing that. And that's what the chorus of that song is. And the song came out of that. And me and Noah were just worshiping in the practice space, man, and that song just came out, dude. And he actually wrote the picking guitar part at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it. So he's more than just a drummer. He does a little bit of everything, but...
Nice. Well, let's check this out. Here's End of I, Our Cry, on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
We believe.
local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and 97.7. End of I, Our Cry. We start playing the tune, and then you brought us some really good nuggets of information on this one.
Yeah, so we actually released this song like 2 years ago.
Sure.
I think it was 2022.
Yeah.
And it kind of sat on the shelf. Like, it didn't really take off. And I had released it to radio, too, through Play MPE as an independent artist. But the people that were closest to me, and myself included, hearing it, I just felt like, man, why isn't it taking off, you know? But
sure.
It sat on the shelf, pretty much. And then when we got signed to Resurrection Records in June, Aaron Michaels, who's like the president of our label, heard it. And he's like, man, you know, we need to release this and get it pushed out there. And then now it's on the national charts.
Nice.
And so is The Storm. So like as of this week right now, we have two songs in the top 15 on the national charts for worship. So it's God's plan, God's time. I guess it's perfect, and right now it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, man. So
it's a great track.
And thank you.
We haven't even talked about The Storm yet.
Oh,
so Gabe just will not be quiet during this thing. So we're just going to go ahead and give you the next whole segment. It is Friday the 13th. Oh, some people are very superstitious. Gabe, do you have any superstitions
about Friday the 13th?
Or any superstitions?
No, I mean, I love horror movies.
You asked the right question to the right guy because that's his thing right there.
He owns this hockey jersey that he got from Spirit Halloween that says...
13 on the back and Jason Voorhees' face right there.
Says Voorhees right in the back where the last name's supposed to be.
That's awesome. But I mean... So my wife and my stepson and I were all leaving a restaurant, and they had a ladder there. And Harley, my stepson, was about to walk underneath this ladder, and she flipped out. I've been married to her for 5 years. I've been with her for 10, and I didn't realize she was so superstitious. Like, don't you dare walk underneath that ladder. You're not supposed to do that. There's a lot of superstitions. Anybody have any? Because, I mean, I can't be the only one, right?
No, I mean, I think I
maybe
did.
Maybe rituals?
I think, and honestly, it kind of goes back, I think before I started believing, you know, before I became a believer in Jesus, man,
sure.
I was very superstitious of everything. I remember being in my band, and I couldn't eat for 2 days prior to playing a show.
Oh, wow.
And I always had to wear the same jeans. I had all of these
okay,
rituals, dude.
Yeah.
So I get it. I know what it's like that to have that. But as time has went on, man, I kind of just let it go. But
you didn't eat for 2 days before a
yeah,
show?
Yeah, man, because I get it.
I was
nervous, man.
I would not play. I could not eat 4 hours before a show because I would just feel logged and... Afterwards, though, I'm just raiding Taco Bell.
I know.
Yeah.
That struggle is real,
after
man.
After 48 yeah. hours, you play a gig, you're like, I don't care if it's dead or alive, I'll bite it.
That's just the way it used to be, man. But
there's a lot of people, like, I love hockey, and hockey players have their superstitions. You know, they don't change their, if they're on a hot streak, they don't change their pads, or they don't... they don't wash their jerseys
Ew.
Or whatever. Yeah, I know.
I didn't do it with my basketball jersey.
Don't go in the front row for that one. Who was that? All right, so we've got some new stuff in the works for some more singles. Any shows coming up that we need to know about? How can people find your music?
Well, you can find our music going to endofeye.com. That's our website. There's links to everything there. End of Eye Music YouTube channel. It's got all of our stuff there, all of our lyric videos, and even a lot of live footage of some of the newer stuff. So if you want to hear the heavier stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
Facebook is always a good place because we're always announcing what we're doing. Right now we're really focusing more on recording, but we are... we do have a show in March 30th in Ohio.
Really?
Yep. And through the label and through another production company, we do have tours and festivals and stuff lining up for us for spring and summer. We just don't have the dates yet. But between now and spring, we're pretty open. I mean, as far as recording is concerned, I mean, we're doing that. But if we get the right opportunity and it falls on the right day, we'll play. So,
well, we talked. Hopefully we got a right date or something like that for you. That would be great. So, what is the 5-year plan for End of I?
Well,
do you want to be 5 years from now?
5 years from now, we want to be doing this full time.
Sure.
And that's it. We have an RV. I mean, it would take longer than what we have here to show in this show to be able to tell you like how God has kind of just like brought all the pieces together. But we're at a point, we're like on the cusp of just being able to go out and just do this. So we just need the opportunities. And I think in 5 years from now, we will be, even before that.
I think with your talent, you're going to have a lot of opportunities. Lonnie Ray, who is a talented songwriter in his own right, says, nice, ! I want to give a shout out to all the people that have been chiming in on Facebook Live. We appreciate you so much. Let's talk about The Storm. Now, this song has been blowing up for you guys.
Yeah. This is probably, as far as End of I is concerned, this has been our first testimony-driven song. It's basically it's an experience of just going through one of the darkest moments of my life, man.
Let's pause for a second for the dullards like myself. What's the difference between a testimony tune as opposed to what we've already heard?
Gotcha. So, like, what you've heard already is more, I would consider more like praise and worship. It's something that could be sung on a Sunday morning because it's giving him glory specifically. Whereas a testimony song is a song that is being written from an actual testimony of something we've went through.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, and that's from moving forward, not saying we're not going to write any more praise and worship. I'm not saying that at all. But right now we really feel the nudge to release the testimonies of what God has done in our life. And that's what The Storm is. And that's why I think it's reaching so many people right now, because I've had a lot of people reach out to me that don't even believe, saying, man, I love this song. And it's speaking to everybody, which is what we want.
Yeah, you do have that.
So, and that's the direction we're moving in. But this song specifically it came from one of the darkest moments I've had in my life between me and my wife. Because when I walked away, and I'll just keep it in short, but when I walked away from my band and I laid everything down, I was done with music. And I remember coming home and telling my wife this, and she didn't seem to be really all that excited about it. And I thought it was kind of strange. I'm like, man, I'm walking away from the band. And I know this was a huge weight on our relationship because I was gone all the time. And everything was about the band. Well, to make a long story short, she ended up sitting me down to tell me that something had went on in our relationship between her and another person.
Okay.
And so I had just walked away from the band, just given my life to Jesus, mm-hmm. and then she drops this bomb on me, dude. And I spent 3 days, dude, on my knees arguing with God, like, how could you let this happen? You know, I knew he had been waiting for me to do this, not knowing what was going to happen with music, but I knew I had to walk away from that.
Yeah.
And then this happens.
Wow.
And I was so full of anger. I can't even describe it to you, the feeling that I felt inside. And I was like, and I just said it. I'm like, God, if you want me to stay in this marriage, you're going to have to do something, because otherwise I'm leaving. And this is where it gets wonky for some people, but I'm just telling you the story as it happened. But as I stood up and I was getting ready to walk into the other room to tell her I was done, when I did that, I felt, and the only way I can describe it to you is a warm wave of like peace come over me, dude. And it stopped me in my tracks. And I felt like I heard it in my spirit. You're going to forgive your wife because I forgave you. And that's what he said to me, dude.
Wow.
And I realized in that moment all the things I had done to her. And it all hit me at once, dude. And so when you read the lyrics of that song, I'm describing that moment that I had with him.
Sure.
So that song is centered around that experience. And I've had so many of those experiences, dude. I could go on for hours, the testimonies of healing and deliverance I've encountered with God. But this one specifically was in my marriage. Because had I left, he wouldn't be here right now. Oh, his sister wouldn't be here right now.
Wow.
We wouldn't be doing this. Like, when you look back and go, oh my God, man, that one healing there was a shockwave through our whole family. And it's just incredible, dude.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so like, and that's what I feel led to do is just simply share what he's done. I'll let the chips fall where they fall.
But that's awesome. Let's get you back in here when you record those songs. I want to hear them.
All right,
that'd be
bro.
Fantastic. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. You.
Here is End of I. Here, their chart-topping hit, The Storm. And it ends this episode of Sessions. Good night, everybody.